four quarterbacks I'm watching for the Cleveland Browns already. Is that wrong?
I'm sorry, it's not more.
Well, I got to narrow it down at some point here.
Yeah, a whole season for that.
Which I put three on social media, and then someone went, Fernando Mendoza. I went, that's right, Fernando Mendoza. Threw some nice balls on Saturday there. So I got four. Do you want me to put them in order, or do you want me to just give them to you?
No, just okay. Go. Just
in
go.
No particular order. Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, Carson Beck, even though that's... I hem and haw about the Carson Beck
stuff. Carson was looking like a magician.
Just not a big Carson Beck guy, but credit where it's due. And then the other one is Fernando Mendoza. That's where it is. I was very happy with Lenore Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier because it confirmed... there was confirmation bias there with those two that I really liked. The Cade Klubnik, I was happy with that performance because there was confirmation bias that I didn't like. He ran for a first down, and he did some things that reminded me of when somebody else would run for a first down. I go, oh, God, here they come. Because I thought everybody was watching the game, and a lot of people were watching that game who are Browns fans there, including Jimmy Haslam was apparently at that football game. Jimmy was at that game. He got a whole day of college football in where he was at the Ohio State, Texas game. Notice I didn't say Arch Manning in there. The Ohio State-Texas game, and then he was at Clemson-LSU, according to the reports there. So he's getting it all in.
So I'm sure he did.
Crossing all the T's.
I'm sure he did, but maybe he was better about not getting caught with cameras and everything. And this way, there was no way you could avoid it because he was there pregame and everybody was there pregame.
Yeah.
Did he do this when Baker was coming out? Did he do this when Johnny was coming out?
Sure. I'm not sure.
I don't remember him getting spotted and having it be a big deal on social media.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Well, if that's the only reason you make a big deal of it is if you think it's a bad thing.
Well, it just would be interesting if he like flat out did not do it back then and now he's doing it. That would be a little more eye-opening. If you knew for a fact that he wasn't going to college. Now, granted,
why is that?
He still had Pilot Flying J back then and whatever, so... You know, maybe he could say he was a little busier. Now, this is what he has. I mean, he has the dome and he has the football team, and that's his business right now. So maybe you'd make that argument. But I would find it very interesting if during those pivotal times, especially when they had the number one overall pick, that he wasn't going to the games to meet people before the games. Because, you know, you're taking in all information when you're doing that. You're talking to anybody who's around a program. You're doing whatever you can to canvas, to get your research in.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it means anything is what you're asking?
Or I'm
trying to put questions into your head that you're not asking. Maybe I'm thinking a little too deep here.
Oh, I think it's common sense. I think that they're taking a quarterback next year. And so they're scouting. They're gonna do as comprehensive a scout as they can on all these quarterbacks. And they're going to try to see people in person.
Well, because the thought, I don't mean to read too much into it or be too dramatic about things, but do we know that Andrew Berry is going to be there next year?
No.
So you better go yourself, if anything, because I'm going to be the one to have these impressions here. I'm the one who owns the football. If I'm Jimmy, I'm the one who owns the team. I can hire new people. Hopefully,
you wouldn't take your lead scout?
No, you can take all the people you want, but I think I'm talking about him going to games. Him going. I don't know if Andrew was there or Andrew wasn't there.
Yeah.
He was at the games. Yeah, do we know for a fact Andrew was at the games?
I thought there was video of the two of them before the game.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see anything about Andrew. So anybody confirming anything will be the first time it's confirmed to me. All right? But if you're Jimmy, because you asked, why didn't he go to games before the Baker thing? And you said, well, maybe he was busier because he had Pilot Flying J at that time and all the other stuff. And my thought was, okay, you have this new quarter. You're going to have probably a new quarterback more than likely. Everybody knows, or at least everybody believes, unless one of your two rookies ends up getting a chance and going out and playing very, very well. So yeah, if any of those guys go, okay, so there's Andrew with him, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, there's Andrew at the Texas game.
But I could tell you the video where I found this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Buffs Nation Daily.
Are they mad that he's at the game?
I'm sure they were. They don't want to. They don't want him talking about other quarterbacks.
You got to do your due diligence here. So, okay,
sure, it's about the Colorado Buffaloes, not just guys that work out a lot.
Maybe it is about guys who work out a lot. Maybe they're just based in the state of Colorado and they like to work out a lot.
I thought Stefanski picked up 8 to 10 pounds of lean muscle mass over the offseason.
Maybe that's what they're scouting.
Jim Schwartz, about 20.
So you got to be ready for the future. And if you're Jimmy, it's like, well, you know, I've been led down a lot of primrose paths over these last how many years about quarterbacks, whether or not to keep them, whether or not to get rid of them, whether or not to draft them, whether or not to draft the guys. And have I been led down this path? And I don't, I mean, you got to be honest. You do not know in the back of your head, you have all the best intentions possible that these guys are all going to stay. But at the end of the year, it might be an untenable situation. So if it is untenable, then you're going to come right out and think, all right, I got to know the people as best I can. Because this next investment I make is going to be a massive one. And my next investment I intend to make on a quarterback, I am tired of making investments on quarterbacks. This guy, we got to get it right over the next 15 years. Because you're going into 2026, you want that guy hitting the ground running. You want that guy to be a fantastic football player because it's best for your football team and because it's best for business. Because by 2029, then he's a 3-4 year vet, and now it's time to go into a new stadium and everybody is going to want to see him. And you want your guy to be one of the best in the league. So when you are at these games, yeah, it does help you out tremendously in any form of fashion to be at these football games. So yeah, I'll give him enough credit where it's due for him to go to these games. I just wanted to know if you thought it might be a little bit too premature or whether or not I was maybe even being unfair where I'm like, all right, I got four quarterbacks off the top of my head right now that I'm paying attention to. One begrudgingly, I will admit that.
I didn't hear Carson you say back. Drew Aller, by the way.
I didn't mention Drew Aller yet. I told you why I hold back on Drew Aller.
Yeah, but I would think if you're a Browns fan and you think they're taking a quarterback next year, probably you'd be watching all of them. Drew Aller's going to be one of the top guys.
I'm going to watch all the quarterbacks. I did watch Drew Aller on Saturday, but I'm talking about the guys who I think I would be willing to maybe squeeze the trigger on drafting about. And in order, as of right now, I'm going Lenoris Sellers, then Garrett Nussmeier, then Carson Beck, then maybe Fernando Mendoza. There's no maybe. Then Fernando Mendoza. Those are my four guys right off the top. Now, that can change week to week.
I had never heard you mention Fernando Mendoza until today.
I had not mentioned Fernando Mendoza until today on the air. I did not know that he was going to be a real, sincere candidate, and a lot of people were talking him up during the offseason. And then I saw him on Saturday, and I go, these are some really nice footballs. I need to take him into consideration. Again, he's fourth on that list. Mm.
But Drew Aller is where on that list?
He would maybe not be on that list right now.
Wow. He's under the Mendoza diagonal.
He's on everybody else's list, but he's not on Ken Carmen's list.
But I've told you a great deal why.
Just because he's from here.
Yes.
Which normally that's why people would want the guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know we have new listeners.
It's
football week. You didn't explain.
You're turning around on me. I'm not trying to zig when everybody else zags. I believe wholeheartedly he's got two games that he can show that to an Ohio State fan, to a Browns fan, he's worthy of being taken. And one of them, I think, is against Oregon, and the other one will be against Ohio State. Those are the games. And when the playoffs come around, then we'll see about that. But like he's got those chances. Now, I really like Drew Aller personally. But because he's from here, I just think that's a tremendous amount of pressure to put on a guy who's from here to go to a football team. It's not like he's from Green Bay and we're just going into another line of quarterbacks here for the first time in 10 years, it seems, that they get a new quarterback. We're going since Bernie here. That's a tremendous amount of pressure to put on a young man. So, yeah, I put him almost in a separate category. And I put him away from the four guys that I'm watching right now. Yes. Yes. Is that a satisfactory answer to you?
Sure. I just want to make sure people know, because it would be a glaring omission if you don't mention Drew Aller as one of the guys that could be, you know, top five pick next year and you didn't mention him.
He could be a top five pick next year. But I'm talking about for the Browns. That's what I'm talking about. Was there a guy that you came away with liking more than the other ones over the weekend?
Yeah. That LSU, I think I texted you about a dime that I saw in the second half. I'm like, oh, we've seen enough here, ladies and gentlemen. That could be the next
person. I liked Nussmeier last year, let's be honest, going into the season. And I thought he might be a dark horse candidate to be a quarterback that was the first one off the board. He wasn't. I think he still threw for like 4,000 yards last year. But this was a tough game to be in on Saturday. I thought you saw one guy who kind of had a deer in the headlights look again in Cade Klubnik. And I think you had a guy who was ready to go out there against a tough football team. Clemson's still a top 10 football team in this country. And they're still a really good football team. Again, they were at home. And to go out there week one when not everything is going to go your way, it tends to be a little sloppy. To go out there and to kind of lead them the way he did, that meant a lot to me with Garrett Nussmeier. I thought the same thing for Lenore Sellers. It's bound to be a little clunky. You're in that one-off Sunday day game when you're going up against a team like Virginia Tech, which is not the greatest football program in the world anymore, but it's still going to be a tough one. And by the way, South Carolina's nothing to go get crazy about. They might be a playoff team this year, but South Carolina's nothing to go get crazy about. And if they are a playoff team, it's going to be because of Lenore Sellers.
What'd you think of Thomas Castellanos, Florida State, putting it on Alabama?
I thought more about Alabama than I did about Florida State.
Castellanos was awesome in this game.
And
he was talking you know what from he'd been doing it all off season,
yes,
too.
But I really thought that Kalen DeBoer is gonna be surprised at the lengths that Southern football fans are willing to go to get you ran out of town.
To pay a buyout?
Or what dirt they're willing to dig up, or any of the crazy things that Southern football fans are willing to do to get a guy out of a contract, especially at a place like Alabama. If they don't like a guy, they're going to find... He better be as squeaky clean in his personal life as he possibly can, because whatever it is, if you keep losing football games like that, they're going to find it. But I came away with more takes about Alabama than I did about Florida State in that one.